Here we go, baby. We're back.
Radio.
Jim Russell here with another edition of Choked Out Radio Live, Thanksgiving edition. A lot to talk about. It's been a rough few weeks from a job standpoint, but I'm happy to be here. Jim Russell here, live from the studios in Linden, New Jersey, broadcasting worldwide through Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Jim Russell. You know, this month or next or a few months is my four-year anniversary. It's interesting how in 2013, I had a vision right before I got married. I was like, you know what? I probably actually should have started the podcast sooner because I've always had the passion, the connections and all that. Or not the connections, not to an extent today, but I said, you know what? I could do this. And I waited until I got my home and all that, and I set up my studio. And finally, I said, you know what? I'm going to just do it. I'll just freaking do it. So I'm here. I'm thankful for my family, for my wife and kids, awesome support from them. You know, they're upstairs preparing for Thanksgiving. I'm down here recording Choked Out Radio or live, or Choked Out Radio, as they say. It's not actually live because I am promoting this event post-recording. So I'm going to have my good friend, Dino the Great. We're going to talk about a couple of things, AJ Styles and his situation. Obviously, it'll bleed into Daniel Bryan a little bit, Brock Lesnar and where he's at. We'll talk about the women's wrestling situation on both sides and both brands. We'll talk about TLC, and then we'll get into, believe it or not, a little Wrestle Kingdom, a little New Japan, and that's going to be the agenda. So once again, I'm very thankful that you guys have supported me throughout my journey over the past 4 years plus, whether I see you at the Yet parties, Jobber Tears, whatever, whether it's at independent wrestling shows, whether it's at WWE shows, whether it's at WrestleMania. Thank you for the support. Build not just great fan base, but great friends in the world of pro wrestling. So, without being said, I'm going to introduce my boy, Dino the Great. Dino, you're on?
Yo.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm alive. I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. Hey, man, let's dive right into it. So I'll set the stage, and then you let me know your opinion, and we'll go back and forth. Well, you know, I have an hour block. We may not need it, but we'll see. So, you know, let's dive right into it. So, you know, I'm a big AJ Styles mark. I was very happy with his 371-day reign. Came to an end from what I read, according to the dirt sheets. It was actually his idea to an extent. His contract expires at the end of this calendar year, literally. And with that being said, he wants a three-year deal similar to Randy Orton. The WWE wants a five-year full-time deal. He's 41. He has four kids. He wants to spend more time with them, play Xbox or whatever he wants to do. What are your thoughts? New Japan has also been romancing him to come back. You know, New Japan is open to giving him that, you know, like a Chris Jericho type deal. What are your thoughts, brother?
I'm not going to lie to you. I think the WWE should give the man what he wants. You know, he is arguably one of the top three overall wrestlers in terms of performance and what they want to do in the entire company. And when I mean performance, I'm not talking about in-ring work. I'm talking about everything, you know, promos and you know, charisma and all that stuff. So, basically, you know, he wants a three-year deal and he's 41 years old. It makes sense him to want that, and quite honestly, it makes sense for the WWE, quite frankly, not to lock themselves up with somebody of, you know, of his soon-to-be advanced age for the long term.
I think
he deserves a schedule, a 3-year contract. I don't see what's wrong with a 3-year contract, quite honestly, but you know.
I think this is the WWE we're talking about here. Yeah, and they're concerned with the house shows, and they want to lock them up to do stuff, whether it's in Spain or South Africa or Europe, but you know, AJ Styles is willing to do all the TV tapings and do some very limited house shows, but not, he doesn't want to be on the road 300 days a year anymore. So that's basically what it comes down to, and I get it. Hey, man, he's been in the business, what, over 2 decades? He was around at the end of WCW in 2001. We're in next year's 2019. He's been around the block for a while, you know what I mean?
He's been around, you know. So, but, you know, with that said, they got to start building some superstars, you know. I mean real superstars. They're refer their talents as superstars. No.
Yeah.
Superstars are what you call those who are elite, like the aforementioned Randy Orton, AJ Styles. You know?
Right.
I mean, I don't necessarily, I love me some Seth Rollins, but I don't necessarily call him a superstar yet.
Right. I think a lot of these guys in these, like, performance centers, they have a generic name. Very seldom do they have a gimmick, or if they have a gimmick, it's not as outgoing as, like, the gimmicks that we're used to, you know, in the 80s and 90s. Do you agree with that to an extent?
And there's some who are just good workers, but they're average on the mic.
Right.
Or average personality. Or in the case of, like, Apollo Crews, bland personality.
Right, yeah, amazing worker. Yeah, exactly, man. Before we move on about AJ Styles, so do you think New Japan, obviously they've been romancing him to try to come back there, and they want to expand more, especially in the U.S. territory. Do you see them, do you think he'll make that jump, or do you think the WWE will counter offer at some point and settle before he truly loses?
It is smart for New Japan to do such a thing. I actually don't see AJ Styles going back to Japan. I don't.
Yeah, he's done everything. He's done all the guys, right?
Yeah, he's done all that. And I think for AJ Styles, and in a different regard, Carl Anderson is in the same boat. I think AJ Styles has a preference to stay in the States.
Yeah.
Although the difference is, even though Carl Anderson would prefer to stay in the States, I think he will end up back in Japan.
Yeah,
because
I know.
Those contracts.
I know.
Yeah.
I think they could do so much more with those guys. They're really misusing them, even though they're on the stacked side of things with SmackDown. But it seems like it's dominated by...
Their contracts are actually expiring at the same time. That's why I passed them up.
I agree.
And Nakamura's.
I think he likes the challenge of being in the U.S., and I think he really wants to try, at least on paper, try to elevate the U.S. championship, you know what I mean? I mean, according to an interview that he had with Sports Illustrated recently, so.
He wants to try also, and he said this personally, the money better be right.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh,
Nakamura's about that money.
Oh yeah, absolutely, 100%. All right, we're going to bleed over into Daniel Bryan real quick. No, I get it, man. I get it. No, I totally get it. We'll talk about Nakamura in a minute. I'm actually going to write it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, Daniel Bryan, he, he turned heel at the same day he won the championship. I wasn't 100% with his decision, but he is a champion nevertheless. Do you like this new Daniel Bryan or Chase Me Dreams, whatever he said on Tuesday? Do you think? Do you see him long term, or do you see him as a transition champion and losing it back to AJ at TLC? Like, what are your thoughts? Would he walk into MetLife as champ? Like, what are your thoughts, my brother, on that?
I think he walks into MetLife as champion. I think he does. I don't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm actually surprised in that promo that he cut on SmackDown. They didn't bring up the he didn't bring up the fact that, you know, they didn't bring up his wife.
Yeah.
It would have made a lot of sense.
I know. He didn't bring up his wife, didn't bring up the Miz, none of that, you know, none of that fiasco from this summer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And quite honestly, ever since he came back, he hasn't been that over.
Yeah, he's been kind of stale. Yeah, people do the yes, but he's been stale. I agree with you.
He's been stale, so you know what? Why not add a little bit of spice into the character and make him a heel turn? It worked wonders with Becky Lynch.
Right. Exactly. Now the question is, there's so much we could digest. I mean, who would be his opponent? Do you have any idea from now to WrestleMania? I mean, it can't be AJ again, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do that again. But what do you think? What are your thoughts?
I mean, if
you think he will come to MetLife.
If it's not AJ, then it would have to be the Miz.
Okay, right.
It'll culminate
in reverse roles,
yes.
I'm assuming, right? Yeah. Miz will be the face and he'll be the heel. Right, exactly. I can see that. I could definitely see that. You know, and then they have so much history anyway. There's so many angles they could go in that direction. So I agree. So Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, the only thing I just don't like about that potential matchup is any possibility of the Miz being a face.
I know. It's like weird. He's such a better villain, heel. I know.
Clearly.
I know, but we'll see how. Clearly better heel. We'll see what happens. Yeah, we'll see between AJ and Daniel Bryan. I'm going to move on to one guy, and this kind of bleeds into the MMA world, Brock Lesnar. So,
oh boy.
It's sad. I know. It's sad. Roman Reigns had leukemia, had it, you know, forfeit the championship, and then Brock Lesnar won it at the car wreck known as Crown Jewel. So now Brock Lesnar. Yeah, it was. It was a car wreck.
It was so bad.
Yeah, it was bad. Because they almost didn't have the show, then they had the show, and then the tournament, the best in the world, Shane won it.
The show was an absolute dumpster fire.
I know. I know it was part of the storyline for the Survivor Series, which made no sense because they got swept anyway, so it kind of made no sense, you know what I mean? But whatever. That's another –
topic for a different day.
Exactly. I could talk about that for hours. But Brock Lesnar is your Universal Champion. He has two matches left in his contract. He wrestled one against Daniel Bryan, supposed to AJ Styles, and then his next matchup is scheduled for the Royal Rumble, supposed to be right now, Braun Strowman, which we don't know what's going to happen. He's out 2 to 4 weeks with his elbow. I guess he has bone spurs in his elbow, but we'll see what happens. So Lesnar, now we all know, I'm big on MMA as well. Lesnar, USC doesn't care about this ranking system. They're going to skip him, and he's going to fight Daniel Cormier once his USADA.
Don't get me started with them.
Finally expires January 2019. So with Brock Lesnar, what do you think? Like, I was talking to my brother earlier this week. I think that if he beats Cormier for real, I think he'll be champ, a dual champ for a while. I think it all depends on that real matchup. It's kind of hard. It's kind of sad I'm saying it that way, but it's true. I guess it all depends on that, right? Do you see him losing it at Royal Rumble and him training full time for Daniel Cormier? I don't know. Like, what are your thoughts on that? It's a very interesting situation.
He is not losing that belt at Royal Rumble. As much as it pains me to say this, he's not losing that belt at Royal Rumble. Quite honestly, and you just brought up Crown Jewel just now, And
yeah.
That crown jewel highlighted exactly everything that's wrong with the WWE.
Yeah, that.
I mean, lack of, like, you want to go in a forward direction. There's nothing forward about going back to Brock Lesnar.
Right. Right.
And you know, quite honestly, I'm actually sick of watching Brock Lesnar, and I'm the biggest
right.
Brock Lesnar fan. But yeah,
right.
enough's enough.
I know.
But you know,
as far as
like, you know, there's no guarantee that he'll win the UFC belt. In fact, you know, I think Daniel Cormier could end up knocking him out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping for that, but.
I know. But
seriously, it is a possibility that he could end up being both the UFC and Universal Champion. And quite honestly,
yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, what is it? One puncher's chance. All it takes is one shot or position for him to choke him out. You never know, right? It's any given, like football.
Exactly.
Any given Sunday, any given night, so you never know.
Any given night, any given punch.
Exactly. I agree with you. I don't think they're going to take the belt away from him at Royal Rumble. I think if they would have, like, moved on from Lesnar, he just would have just gotten paid for Saudi Arabia and walk away after that. But I think he'll retain against, I wouldn't be surprised, right, if he retains, like you said, against Braun Strowman or whoever at Royal Rumble and then walk into MetLife.
They killed Braun Strowman, to me, at least. They killed him.
He was so over. He could have fought for the title at WrestleMania. Like, he was that over, and instead he wins a tag team championship with a child. That's when you know that's it. You know what I mean? Like,
That ain't kill Braun Strowman. That ain't not kill Braun Strowman. In fact, that made him. That kills the bar. That ain't kill Braun Strowman.
I know.
what killed Braun Strowman was that getting stuck with Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler.
That killed him for like a month. I know. All right, man, let's move on to I just put it in one lump sum bullet point, you know, women's wrestling. So we all know Ronda Rousey, the ex-UFC star, is the Raw Women's Champ. Becky Lynch was the SmackDown Women's Champ. She turned heel at SummerSlam, and she's been the hottest wrestler, male or female, in World Wrestling Entertainment today. They were going to go head-to-head all of a sudden as of a run-in from the SmackDown crowd. SmackDown team on the Raw team, the go-home show before Survivor Series. It clearly looked like, I don't know, people say it's fake, it was an accident. I don't think it was an accident. Nia Jax clocked Becky Lynch hard and broke her nose, broke her face, whatever, which gave her a concussion, knocked her out of Survivor Series. So we had Ronda against Charlotte, and then you saw the ending there, ended in a DQ for Ronda Rousey, I guess, and left open possibilities of a match down the line. How do you think this plays out between the four? I've heard different rumors here and there, but how do you think it plays out between Charlotte, Ronda, Becky, and the Facebreaker Nia Jax?
There's divided opinion about Nia, because obviously the Raw writers are using that. They're using that while the SmackDown writers are absolutely livid.
Right.
You know, quite honestly, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna be as unbiased as I can be, because I was disgusted from what I saw.
Yeah.
If this was Dana Brooke doing that to Becky Lynch, she would have been fired.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
If this was pretty much some woman's wrestler who ain't get no kind of push, is not over with anyone, that person would have been fired. But since we're talking about Nia Jax, Brock's cousin, and they've been trying to push this woman to the moon, they're not going to do that. It disgusts me because, you know what, the first wrestler, she's hurt.
She hurt Evolution. She hurt Zelina Vega, and she's hurt others before that.
She hurt Bayley? Hell. In that battle royal, she almost hurt Tamina.
Oh, yeah, she did.
She almost hurt Tamina by throwing Zelina Vega right at right in this one's face.
She's reckless and undeserving
of her push.
Yeah, I agree. Anyone that should have been terminated or even demoted and like just work, go back to the basics.
I think terminated because you know you got to think of the safety of the wrestlers anyway.
Right.
So the two Ronda, Charlotte, and Rousey. The ending of Survivor Series in that match was one of the few highlights to me when it comes to their booking because I thought the Survivor Series booking was asinine, but you know, the performers did their job well. But that DQ finish not only made them both look strong, it sets up the so-called four horsewoman of NXT versus four horsewoman of MMA.
Right.
But well, I'm not the biggest Ronda Rousey fan. Personally, I don't like her. She has been very good in that ring, which I also was not surprised.
Right.
And it looks like Becky Lynch and you got these two and you got, I don't know how you're gonna lump Sasha Banks and Bayley into the equation.
I know. That's gonna be tough.
That's the thing. I think you might have to make it 2-on-2. Becky and Charlotte versus Rousey and Baszler. And because quite honestly, the other two are clearly not ready.
Oh, DCM Duke and Marina Shaffer. No, they're not ready. No, nowhere near
yeah,
ready.
Yeah, they're not ready. Nowhere near ready. So. I think it's 2-on-2 at WrestleMania. It makes the most sense to me, unless they're gonna do like long term booking, which they're not known for nowadays.
Right.
But
go ahead, man. Go ahead before I.
Go ahead.
We're not,
it probably
we're
leads
not
to that
physically
point.
In the room. No, it's all right. We're not physically in the room together, so it's tough for me to gauge when you end or not. It happens.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah, so it's hard, right? But the most logical thing that makes sense, not that your thing is, far-fetched. I could definitely see a return bout at the Royal Rumble between Ronda and Charlotte, and then the obvious booking would be Becky, the most over person against Ronda, right? The superstar. I mean, at WrestleMania, that's the most obvious, right? But I also read another rumor that they're gonna stretch this out, and then it could be Ronda Charlotte again at Mania, and then have Becky Nia, which makes no sense. I don't want to see that match, honestly. What do you think about that?
You know what? I'm gonna step out, and I'm gonna show you what I think of that match. Any possible match between Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch.
Right.
I think the toilet being flushed is exactly what I think. That is a terrible idea.
I know. But don't be surprised if Charlotte wins the Rumble and then she picks Ronda, and then that's, you know, and they have history already. Don't be surprised, even though the most obvious thing you do.
I got one better. The way they're booking Nia Jax, don't be surprised if Nia Jax wins the Rumble.
Win the Rumble, and then
she picks Becky.
Becky. Right, I could see that too. You know what I mean?
Either way, it's going to be one of those two.
I know. Even though the fans really wanted to see Ronda, Becky. Becky's done a great job getting herself over via social media. I mean, she's been great. She's been great in all facets. I haven't seen this turnaround in anyone in a very long time. Like, what do you think about that? From SummerSlam to today, you know, like, what do you think? She was pedestrian for so many years, and finally she said she turned heel, you know, and she ran with it. Like, what do you think of that?
This is Becky got exactly what she needed.
Yeah.
It gave her like we said with Daniel Bryan, what it could possibly do, it definitely gave Becky Lynch that oomph factor that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that she needed, and it got her over the top. And also,
absolutely.
Like, you know, fans, they adore Becky Lynch. She's everything that they can relate to, you know, the fans,
right.
And
yep.
quite honestly, they see all the good work. They see that she wasn't the chosen one, so to speak.
Yep.
You know, she got to where she is through hard work.
Yep.
Her work, you know, and you know, some. The one thing about her heel run is, which surprised even me, the promos.
Oh yeah, she's so much better.
She got so much better. Like,
I know.
Like, wow.
I know. Her stuff, plus her stuff on social media, on Twitter, it's hilarious as well. If you have a chance, it's funny.
I'll check it out. I really don't follow a lot of wrestlers on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but.
Yeah, just you know, hashtag or just find her and check out hard things. I'm going to move on real quick to TLC. There's two matches announced. We kind of touched on this before, Braun against Corbin. If he comes back healthy, he's going to end up wrestling Corbin. I see him beating Corbin, and then he'll go on and fighting Lesnar anyway. What are your thoughts on that? And then Ambrose and Rollins, finally. I think the Survivor Series thing kind of hurt this feud a little bit, as far as it was kind of stale. They kind of stretched out this whole him turning on Rollins. I wasn't a fan of him bringing up Roman Reigns. I don't think he should be brought up. I mean, it's hard, but I don't think they should bring up the whole cancer thing.
There's a lot of things they've brought up recently that they shouldn't.
Right. Like, what are your thoughts on these two matches? I kind of don't care for Ambrose Rollins anymore. I just want to see something new, I guess, with Rollins. And then with TLC, with Braun, I don't care for that match either, because I know the outcome, and, you know, unless they shock me. Like, what are your thoughts on these two matches?
As far as Strowman and Corbin, why are they giving Corbin this much run? I don't know. He is not good at all. He's boring in the ring. His mic work is atrocious. He has no charisma. And you would think that cutting off his hair would actually make him look more intimidating. No, it actually made him less intimidating. In fact, he looks even more skinny now, bald, than he did red hair.
I know.
I mean,
he's basically the new version of Corporate Kane. He's a modern Corporate Kane.
Corporate Kane was funny, though.
That is true.
Corporate Kane is funny. This guy is not funny. In fact, he's terrible. And he completely looks inauthentic.
I know.
And but that if that match happens, it's gonna be terrible. In fact, for all intents and purposes, it should be a squash, but they won't do that.
I know.
All right.
The other match. What was the other match? The match that they feuded before. Rollins was a heel, and then Ambrose was a face. Now Ambrose is a heel. He turned his back on Rollins. Like, do you care for this match, or what do you think for the IC Championship?
Ambrose has been doing good heel work. I'll say that. He's been doing good heel work. That's not a surprise. I've seen some of his indie promos. He's more of a natural heel than anything else. But he proved that he could play a good face, which is always a good thing. Do I really care for this feud reigniting, but with roles basically reversed?
Yep, exactly.
If the matches are good like the ones in the past, then okay, I can look forward to that.
Right.
You know, usually Rollins gets the best out of Dean Ambrose. And quite honestly, this is a year overdue, because we would have gotten this a year ago had Ambrose not gotten hurt.
Exactly.
So, I mean, the only thing other than other than the fact that they wrestled to death is the fact that I just get the gist that these fans, I don't know, they might not be into it.
I know that
the fans might not be into it. Like, I don't know.
I think a lot of us, I don't want to speak on the behalf of the entire universe, but I think a lot of us is like, oh, again, you know, I think that's the opinion. They're like you and I, like, oh, all right, they're great workers together, but like, again, I guess that's like the consensus. What do you think?
I think it would have made more sense if Rollins didn't get sick, that he would have turned on Reigns.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Reigns getting sick. And by the way, using his leukemia issues is just totally WWE, because they got no, and I'm one to talk, they got no moral high ground.
I know. Definitely not. Shouldn't be used.
They've used Neidhart and they've done the same thing in the same show with Neidhart. So what else is new?
Exactly. We spoke about Nakamura earlier today. He had a great run in NXT. He admits that it's very different, New Japan, from World Wrestling Entertainment. Actually, it was very hard for him to adjust, but he finally made the adjustment, was very successful in NXT. On the main roster, he went as high as winning the Royal Rumble, and I thought they could have pulled the trigger on Nakamura, and they didn't. He went on a heel run. Still a heel, but had a series of matches with AJ. Just, I guess people didn't like the way it was booked. I guess it's, you know, people expected Wrestle Kingdom magic or chemistry. It just never happened for different reasons. You know, it's a different style, different everything. Now Nakamura finds himself as a U.S. champ. Where do you see Nakamura from here? We spoke about him earlier. I think what do you think happens? I think what happens is, you know, he'll hopefully elevate the U.S. championship. He'll make it somewhat of a relevant title again. He'll walk into Mania's champ or be in that picture at Mania, and then hopefully he'll have a nice, maybe he could, you know, challenge for the championship in spring 19. Like, what are your thoughts on Nakamura? I mean, that's what I think is going to happen. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, I agree with that assessment, but the problem is you got to know, you got to remember that this guy's even the champion, the U.S. champion to begin with.
Right.
And before that matchup was announced for, you know, Rollins versus Nakamura at Survivor Series was announced, I had forgotten that he was U.S. champion.
I know. They've done a bad job with him in the championship.
He's trying. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing about Nakamura. He's trying, but he's been booked so poorly. I mean, wow. Like they don't know. They don't know what to do with this guy. I get that. I get that feeling. They have no idea what to do with Nakamura. He's clearly good. He's clearly good. In fact, I've seen him in New Japan. He's excellent. But they don't know what to do with Nakamura. To me, they gave the U.S. title to him just so they could say, oh, we don't want to give him the world title, but he deserves he's a U.S. champion, you know, it needs something. So let's give it to Nakamura. Let's see why he does that belt.
Exactly. That's right. Been the good attitude. Yeah, man. But both shows have busy world title pictures, it seems like, in WrestleMania. I don't see him, unless he wins the Rumble again. Yeah, exactly. But pending health, I could see him doing something nice spring or even summer 19. I don't see him back in the world picture till then.
He'll be in a world title picture in 2019 if he resigns. I think he will.
Yeah.
The world title picture. Yeah. And I'm just wondering what world title scene in the Raw side, because it's Brock Lesnar and there is no world title scene when he's champion.
I know. Exactly. All right, we're going to move on.
That's why.
I have to wrap it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know. Why? I know. We have to move on to Nakamura. So hopefully, knock on wood, he resigns and he proves everyone wrong, and proves me right in the sense that, you know, because you've seen him, I've seen him in New Japan, he has potential for even more. You know, just the tip of the iceberg of what he can do in the WWE. So Wrestle Kingdom is coming up January 4th. Can you believe I'm contemplating still trying to go to Wrestle Kingdom? As of now, I am not going, but you never know. One day I may wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to swipe my credit card and go to Japan. But as of now, we'll see. My brother's tempting me. You know, originally a year ago after last Wrestle Kingdom, I was like, you know what, once it ended, I was like, damn, no matter what, I'm going to go. But, you know, things happen. Things change financially. Things change, you know. Of course, you know my situation. I'm not single, so everything has to go through the boss, and I have kids, so it's not easy to just make an impulse decision like that. But we'll see.
Exactly. It's not like the old days.
Exactly. Long story short, January 4th, you all know the main event: Tanahashi against Omega, Jericho Naito 2. We have Okada, Jay White, and then we have a couple of other matches. Those are the top three I kind of want to discuss. We all know Omega. I think they signed like 1-year deals, right, in Japan, I believe. So Omega's and Young Bucks are coming up.
He signed 1-year deals.
Is it? Well, Omega has, right? He's been doing that the past couple of years at least. Yeah. Right. So
yes.
What do you think happened here? Do you think Tanahashi? I call him the John Cena of New Japan. Do you think
I am 90% sure that Tanahashi will beat Omega.
Okay.
You know why? I think Kenny is getting that itch.
Yeah.
To test the waters.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
It's like, you know, it's been noticeable really since last year, but definitely this past in 2018, it's clear that he's gotten that itch to jump to the WWE. And he's going to be taking his elite boys with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be taking the Bucks and Cody, maybe even Hangman Page.
Yeah.
The only one that's still under contract, though, is Marty Scurll.
Marty Scurll.
Bushi's not going to the WWE. No.
Nah, he did his
He doesn't like to travel.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He doesn't like to travel.
I'm on a live show, Emma. That's my daughter calling me in the background. All right, so Jericho Naito. What do you think happens here in the sequel to last year's match? Jericho, I call him the Brock Lesnar of Japan. He's only wrestled, one match or two matches? A match against Evil recently? And I mean, I don't know. Maybe one other match. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right.
He's wrestled since he became champion at Dominion. He's wrestled one match. That was against Evil.
Yep, I was right.
And Naito should win back the IC title. It actually might be the best, potentially the best match of the night.
You think he's done after this, or you think he'll take some time and think about another cruise and think about Fozzy? Like, what do you think? This guy, he's almost 50 years old, but he's still going strong. Like, what do you thoughts on Jericho?
I've read that he might be wanting to start his own promotion.
Yeah, I was actually going to bring that up. Him and the Elite and Jim Ross. I think they already trademarked All Elite Wrestling and a couple of other trademarks. So,
and
I can see that
let's
too.
Not forget the most important thing. They got a backer.
Yep.
Jacksonville Jaguars owner, Shad Khan.
Shad Khan, Exactly. So we'll see what happens there. I want to talk about one more match. I won't get into the whatever's booked. I know the junior heavyweight's already done and all that, but I'll just get into one more match.
No, I'm not getting into that.
We'll close with talking about the Elite, and then we'll close. So you have Okada, who was one of the longest reigning champions ever in New Japan, and going against Jay White, which he's grown on me. To me, I've seen him in House of Glory. He was okay, but New Japan has very high hopes for this guy. Pushing this guy like Roman Reigns. What do you think? What do you think about this matchup, man? Okada White.
Let me tell you this. If you asked me about this match 1 year ago, I would have been like, ugh. But I'm going to tell you something. Jay White should win Meltzer's Most Improved Wrestler of the Year award.
Absolutely.
And my goodness, what a heel.
Oh, yeah.
He might be the best heel in wrestling right now. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Never thought I would say that about Jay White.
I know. I think he wins this matchup against Okada. You know, gets White over and pushes him even more to win. Like, what do you think about that? Like, he'll whether dirty or clean, whatever. But I think he's gonna end up winning. What do you think?
He could. He honestly could.
Yep.
But you know how they love themselves some Okada.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So
they love the Rainmaker over there.
They love the Rainmaker. It wouldn't surprise me if Okada wins. But you know what? This is going to be a great match because since last year's Wrestle Kingdom, Jay White has improved significantly. He's improved a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, add into the fact that, you know, he's part of Bullet Club now. And there's no more Bullet Club Elites or Bullet Club Firing Squad. It's just Bullet Club.
The Elite is just a separate faction. So just to clarify that. I agree. Yes, please.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
It's just Bullet Club, and you got, and you know, and with Jay White managed by Gato now. Like, you know, you've got that heel manager element. It's going to be really good.
I know.
It's going to be really good. I'm looking forward to that.
I know. There's one more match that I wanted to discuss before we get into the before just closing with you, talking about the Elite, speaking of the Elite. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is it EC defending his British Heavyweight Championship against ESJ, right? Zack Sabre? Am I correct? Am I right with that or no?
Is that in Wrestle Kingdom?
I want to say yes. I'm not sure. Can we Google
that's
it?
That's in Wrestle Kingdom. That's news to me.
Yeah?
I wouldn't be I'm saying if that's in Wrestle Kingdom, that's news to me.
No, I know. I know.
This is the first time I'm hearing about this.
Yeah, I want to say yes. They've been feuding, right?
Zack Sabre Jr. is the next contender up for the Revolution Pro British Heavyweight title from what I've read.
Yep, I got it on the I got a couple of websites saying, yep, I got it, confirmed, yep, Ishii versus Zack Sabre Jr. announced for Wrestle Kingdom. That's going to be a great match.
That's confirmed.
That's going to be great. That's going to be great. I'll be looking forward to that match.
What do you think
DSJ.
There? DSJ, that's what I call it.
I think DSJ wins.
You think so? He wins the Revolution Pro Wrestling Championship. That's what it is, right? Yeah, Revolution Pro.
Revolution Pro, Revolution Pro.
Revolution Pro, yeah, heavyweight champion. That's going to be good, man. I'm looking forward to that. Like, is it worth the flight? Maybe, but but I'm looking forward, regardless whether I go or not, I think it'll still be a good matchup, EC.
Yeah, to me, it's a shame because I would have loved to see Ishii versus Suzuki one more time at Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But, hey, we're going to get that instead. I'm looking at the good.
Hey, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I know. Good quadruple main event. I will close the biggest story in pro wrestling. I'll set the table for you, and then we'll close with this topic. You have the Young Bucks and Cody as of a mockery tweet from Dave Meltzer. They obviously fast forward, you know, a year later, they did All In, proved that there's money to be made outside of, you know, all these. To me, it was one of the largest independent shows ever, right? From that standpoint. So All In.
Might be the largest
now,
independent show ever.
It had to be. It had to, right? It had to. It
has to be.
So January 1st, or January, the month of January is a big month for the Young Bucks. Cody Rhodes, he's hurt with his knee. Hopefully he gets better. But I think he's going to wrestle Jay Lethal at Final Battle. So hopefully he gets better. So you have Cody, you have Omega, you have Young Bucks, you have the Elite, right? We spoke about Hangman Page. And what do you think is going to happen in 2019? These guys are going to start a Fed. With Jim Ross, you think that's it? Do you think, like you said before, do you think they jump into WWE, but under, you know, they're on their own terms? Like, what do you think happens? 2019 is a big year in wrestling, man. It's a very important year. What do you think happens with these guys?
I would like to think they could do basically no wrong at this point.
Right.
I think to me that they've proven that they don't need the WWE. They don't. Especially Cody.
Right.
Cody basically do anything he wants. The Young Bucks basically do anything they want. So can Kenny Omega. Do they start their own wrestling promotion? I don't know.
Right.
I really don't know. From what I read, some Florida company trademarked All Elite Wrestling, whatever.
Right.
So, and Young Bucks is based in California.
Right.
So, I like to think that they're going to do what's best for them. Could see, I'm feeling like this. If Cody goes back to WWE, I think he's going to want some kind of creative control.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He's not going back to Stardust, think, any of that crap. Hell no. No, never.
Yeah. I believe Cody's going to want some kind of creative freedom, which I think he deserves.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, and he's going to be making a lot more money than he initially did the first time around. I assure you that.
Absolutely.
I see them, before they start their own promotion, I see them going to the WWE first.
Me too. For some reason, I just do. I don't see. I mean, there's nothing else for Young Bucks to do in Japan. They've won the junior heavyweight. They won the tag, whatever, the heavyweight tag, whatever. There's nothing else for them to do. They
won the Never Trios titles.
Yeah, exactly. They won that. So there's nothing else for them to do. The only other challenge would be going to the World Wrestling Entertainment. And Omega's the same. Like he won the U.S. I guess I believe he won the junior heavyweight. He's your current heavyweight.
He's won every title there too, except for the never heavyweight. But that's
right.
He don't need that.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, man. So there's nothing else for him to do. So I think why not? Obviously, there's gonna have to be some term and creative control because I don't want to see Omega, or any of these guys get crapped on from a writing standpoint. But yeah, they gotta have some sort of creative control. Yes, absolutely. But I could definitely see that it's got to be the next move, man. And it'll be huge as far as the unlimited possibilities of matchups, fresh matchups for the hardcore fan. You can do Omega Rollins, Omega Styles, Young, and you know, just to name a few. But yeah, I think it's a fresh matchup.
That's if Omega stays. I mean, that's if AJ stays.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, AJ's contract's coming up.
That is true. That's if he stays, right? Exactly. There's also New Japan, right? They're going to try to sweeten the pot. They want to continue to expand in the United States. They haven't been so well the last couple of shows, but you never know. In 2019,
the U.S. shows,
yeah, the Cow Palace
didn't
sell out. The Pyramid show, the one after that, and the Walters Pyramid, I think it did okay. But they haven't done a great. Well, part of it is them to me. They haven't done a great job promoting New Japan enough. I'm not a marketing genius, but I would think you would have like a street team, you would have like a freaking meet and greet. They don't have any of that stuff when they come to the United States. You know what I mean? They're not as aggressive as some of these other like sports teams or feds that do that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So
their last show in the States was significantly underpromoted.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The Fighting Spirit Unleashed.
Yeah, like if you know, you and I follow it, so we know it's here. But for the casual fan, like if there was no advertising purchase, there was nothing on social media. There's nothing. There was basically nothing. So they did a bad job promoting that. You know, I hate to say that, but it's true.
Yeah, they don't apologize for that because it's true. They did a bad job for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and obviously you're gonna have the joint G1 supercard.
Yeah, that's gonna be good. That's sold out, but that's a little bit a combination. A little bit is because it's WrestleMania weekend, and they did the smart thing there. They've been promoting, you know, partnering with ROH. Maybe they could have partnered with ROH for the Cow Palace show. I mean, it was also a holiday weekend that could have been a reason why perhaps the show didn't do so well as you know, anticipated in the Cow Palace, you know.
Another thing you also got to take into consideration was that was also in the same time period as All In, so there's a possibility fans may have been a little bit worn out.
Yes, the Fighting Spirit. Yeah, that was also like the week after or 2 weeks after All In, and yeah, you're right. These guys were trying to promote All In, so their hearts, I mean, they probably was in it, was not in it. There's a lot of different factors as far as why the last couple of shows haven't succeeded. But for them to continue to succeed in the U.S., they gotta be a lot more aggressive, and that's an understatement. They gotta be a lot more aggressive.
Yeah, and they're smart in this retrospect. They're not trying to compete with the WWE in any way.
No,
they just kind of get their own thing out there. and they stick it in the West Coast, which is closest to Japan.
Right.
You know,
no, I agree 100%. But for them to, but if they want to sell the Cow Palace or even Oracle Arena in Oakland, California, they got to do a lot more than what they've been doing from a marketing standpoint. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right, man.
Yeah,
so we'll close on Bash and New Japan marketing for the last couple of shows. We'll close on that. All right, sir.
Yeah, I like
Thanksgiving.
It.
I like it. I like
you
it
too,
too.
Brother.
We'll see what happens in the world. Yeah, man, take care, man. We'll see what happens in the couple of months with pro wrestling. It's a very interesting time. Take care, Dino. Appreciate it, my brother.
You too, man.
All right, man. All right.
Pleasure.
Take care. All right, man.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.